coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Sound waves, where the energy is. Can you see that? So if they want to understand this stuff, they need to get out of New Age, get out of all that stuff, and get to the Bible. The book explains it all. Yes. Hallelujah. It explains it all. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. When you hear the Word of God, faith is imparted to your spirits. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. The proof proof. Faith is proof. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, faith is proof.
Faith is
proof. Say again, faith is proof.
Faith
is the evidence, the proof, the cogency of evidence. You understand? Yeah. Faith is proof of things not seen. Things not seen. See, what I want you to begin to look at here that's going to take you to another level in your life is learn to see the way God sees. Because we're children of God, we've got to see the way God sees. You've got to look beyond what is manifest. Look beyond what is manifest. You'd be amazed at what you're going to do to your life. You know, many times when we talk about influencing, changing our lives and making our lives wonderful, sometimes there are those who think that we should use our faith to control other people. No, you don't use your faith to control other people. Your fulfillment is not dependent on another person's life. No, you're not going to use your faith to control anybody else. You have to stand before God for yourself. See, you're going to answer to God for yourself. And you can be happy. So you don't have to blame your next door neighbor. You don't have to blame anyone else for not being fulfilled. God is not asking us to be made happy by others. He's asking us to help others be happy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So you're not a victim.
Hallelujah.
You're a victor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So think like this. See the unseen. It's a life that God's given us. Hey. Hello? Okay. Show you something here. In Romans chapter 12. Oh, you love this one. We are reading from verse 2. Romans chapter 12. From verse number 2. Ah, dear Lord Jesus. It says, and be not conformed to this world. See, you're a child of God. It says, don't be like the rest of the world. Look at it. Be transfigured, transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. That means don't think the way you've always thought. Take God's thinking. Exchange your thinking for God's thoughts. And your life will be transfigured. There will be a metamorphosis from one level of glory to another. Hallelujah. Look at it. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Aha. This is the part I want you to see, the next part of it. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What's it telling you? Okay. Now, the English doesn't give you the best expression of that verse. It was one of the verses that I wanted to study for many years. And I'd read it and meditate on it and read it, you know, because I knew there was something locked up in there by the English version. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that something will happen. Right? That ye may prove. That's where the problem is. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The word that's translated prove there is a difficult word. It's a Greek dokimazo. What it actually means, I'll give you the picture first. How many of you ever traveled to another country and you had to go through the customs section and they passed you through or passed your things through some machine to look through whatever you were carrying to be sure you didn't have contraband? Right? Or sometimes you even want to go to the plane. They take you through this security system and they check you. You know what they're doing? That's dokimazo. What they're doing is they are scrutinizing you to decide to allow you, if you are allowable. That's dokimazo. You see it? That he may prove you are that God's man or woman, a child of God, who decides, you prove things of the good, acceptable, and perfect will of the Father to come into this world. You didn't get it yet. Follow me here. I want you to understand what this is all about. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 21, the Bible says, him who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We are the righteousness of God. We are his righteous ones. We are we give vent to his glory. We give vent to his will. Are you catching that now? We allow the good things of God to come into this world. We are the ones to prove that this is good. This is acceptable to God. This is the perfect will of God. And we bring that into this earth. It's our calling. And until we know our calling, the Bible says the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that the whole creation is in pain, groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And what are the sons of God supposed to do? To prove that which is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of the Father. Hallelujah. It's our job. We're coming to that place. We're coming to that place. When we begin to understand what Jesus said, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's what he's talking about. What you forbid on earth is forbidden in heaven. What you permit on earth is permitted in heaven. Are you following this now? So no room for frustration in our lives. No room. I refuse to give vent to frustration. Are you following this now? No sadness comes through me. No bitterness comes through me. No anger comes through me. Only the joy of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you see me, you see joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. What are you going to let into the world? As far as you are concerned, what's coming through you? He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transfigured. Hallelujah. By the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind through the word. You think God's thoughts. I'm full of joy. I'm full of joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy. I'm full of joy. In the morning, I'm full of joy. In the noontime, I'm full of joy. In the evening time, I'm full of joy. In the night time, I'm full of joy. Joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.